Hi, I'm Ray McDonald, on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5. We're soaring with the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending June 30th, 2018. The musical deck gets shuffled this week, with the biggest change happening at the top. Let's start in 5th place, where Maroon 5 and Cardi B step back a slot with Girls Like You. Cardi was a double winner at the BET Awards on Sunday. Details are on the way.
Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
Maroon 5 and Cardi B lose a slot in 5th place with Girls Like You. The BET Awards were handed out on Sunday in Los Angeles, and Cardi came away with 2 Best Female Hip-Hop Artist and Viewer's Choice. Offset of Migos sparked marriage rumors after calling Cardi his wife during a speech. Cardi wasn't present at the ceremony. Taking over 4th place is Drake with God's Plan. What can we expect from his upcoming album? Stay with me for more.
I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan. God's plan.
Drake remains a strong top 5 presence as his former champ God's Plan rebounds a slot to number 4. He releases his 5th album Scorpion on Friday, and what can we expect? Well, he'll likely address his recent feud with Pusha T, who released a fiery diss track, The Story of Adidon. It's also likely he'll introduce us to his son Adonis, who was the subject of that song. Adonis is being raised in France by his mother Sophie Brousseau. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin hold in 3rd place with I Like It. J Balvin has a strong Drake connection this week. We'll crunch the numbers after the song. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin tread water in 3rd place with I Like It. J Balvin has overtaken Drake as the most streamed artist on Spotify. On Monday, the streaming platform announced that the Colombian reggaeton star has racked up more than 48 million monthly listeners, propelling J Balvin's surge as his new album Vibras. Now, of course, Drake drops his Scorpion album on Friday, so the Spotify title may again change hands. Easy come, easy go. Last week, Post Malone and Ty Dolla Sign jumped atop the Hot 100 with Psycho, and this week they returned to the runner-up slot. What are Ty's summer touring plans? We'll catch up after the song.
Damn, I ain't been going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the balls. Well, I ain't been going psycho. Lil' mama bad.
After 1 week at the top, Post Malone and Ty Dolla Sign are back in 2nd place with Psycho. Ty's not stuck in real life, though. Early July sees him perform in festivals in Norway, Hungary, Germany, and Switzerland. After that, it's back to North America to hit the road with Lil Uzi Vert and G-Eazy. Drake is back at the Hot 100 Summit with Nice For What, which puts him in the record books. I'll have more in a moment.
That's a real one in your reflection. Without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand, you got 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends, high school pics, you was even bad then, you ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them, working.
Drake returns to number 1 with Nice For What, giving the song 7 total weeks at the top. Drake now has 38 career weeks at number 1 on the Hot 100. That's 2nd most among all solo male artists. He moves ahead of Michael Jackson. Only Usher has more, with 47 total weeks at the top. I'm Ray McDonald, and it's been my pleasure delivering the top 5 to you these past 5 years. Thank you for being my global friends on The Voice of America.